3. Joseph reads the dreams. A young man named Joseph had been through very hard times. He was far from home, far from his family, and in prison in Egypt. Not because he had done anything wrong, but because the world is not always fair. While Joseph was in prison, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, had two dreams that troubled him deeply. In the first dream, 7 fat, healthy cows came up out of the river. Then 7 thin, starving cows came up and ate the fat ones. In the second dream, 7 plump heads of grain grew on a single stalk. Then 7 thin, scorched heads of grain swallowed them up. Pharaoh called for every wise man and magician in Egypt. None of them could tell him what the dreams meant. Then someone remembered Joseph. There's a young Hebrew man in prison who can interpret dreams. Pharaoh sent for Joseph. Joseph stood before the most powerful man in the world and said, "I cannot interpret dreams, but God can, and he will give Pharaoh the answer." Then Joseph explained, "The two dreams mean the same thing. 7 years of plenty are coming to Egypt, enormous harvests, more food than anyone can eat. But after that, 7 years of terrible famine will come, so bad that no one will remember the good years." Then Joseph did something bold. He didn't just explain the dream, he proposed a plan. Find someone wise and put him in charge. During the 7 good years, set aside 1/5 of all the grain and store it. Build storehouses, fill them. Then, when the famine comes, Egypt will have enough. Pharaoh looked at Joseph and said, "Can we find anyone else in whom the Spirit of God dwells like this?" He put Joseph in charge of the whole project and of all of Egypt. For 7 years, the harvests were enormous, just as Joseph had said. And Joseph stored grain, so much grain that they stopped measuring it. Then the famine came, just as Joseph had said. The crops failed. People went hungry everywhere. But in Egypt, there was food, because someone had planned ahead. Joseph was in prison for something he didn't do. That wasn't fair. But he didn't stop being faithful just because things weren't fair. And when his moment finally came, he was ready. Sometimes you end up somewhere you didn't choose, and it doesn't make sense, and it isn't fair. Keep being faithful anyway. God wastes nothing, not even the hard parts, not even the waiting. Genesis 41.